Our reading for today is from the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verses 1 through 18. Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in a spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone, and not in his neighbor. For each will have to bear his own load. One who is taught the word must share all good things with the one who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that he shall also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap, if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. See what large letters I am writing to you with my own hand. It is those who want to make a good showing in the flesh who would force you to be circumcised, and only in order that they may not be persecuted for the cross of Christ. For even those who are circumcised do not themselves keep the law, but they desire to have you circumcised, that they may boast in your flesh. But far be it from me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. For neither circumcision counts for anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creation. And as for all who walk by this rule, peace and mercy be upon them, and upon the Israel of God. From now on, let no one cause me trouble, for I bear on my body the marks of Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Randolph Schnock, Trinity Lutheran Church, Mesa, Arizona.
There's a lot of misunderstanding out there about what it means to be a Christian. All too many would make it all about what we do, whether or not we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, whether or not we sow to the flesh or to the Spirit. Because of this confusion, we in the Lutheran Church make a big deal over the proper distinction between law and gospel. We proudly quote Galatians chapter 3, "For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue in all the things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident, for the just shall live by faith. Yet the law is not of faith, but the man who does them shall live by them. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. That the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith." So we are saved by grace through faith. But then what are we to do with the law? And what about the law of Christ, that we love one another as Christ has loved us? Are we bound by this new law, or are we free also from this law as well? If we're saved by grace apart from the works of the law, then why bother to keep the law at all? This closing chapter of Galatians addresses this issue while at the same time making it clear that our salvation is in fact by grace. The chapter begins with Paul talking about how we should deal with one another as Christians. "Brothers, if someone is caught in a sin, you who are spiritual should restore him gently." These words are true for all Christians. You pastors out there should be particularly mindful of these words. Restore him gently. This brother in Christ has lost sight of who he is. help him to see that he does not belong to the devil or to this world. He has been redeemed by Christ the crucified. He is a new creature. But who is this new creature that we are in Christ? Does this new creature make grace a reason to go on sinning? No. It is the old Adam that clings to us that would do this. And that's why Paul writes, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. A man who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction." What destruction are we talking about? Both destruction in this life, as the temporal results of our sin destroys our relationships with others, and as it destroys our bodies. And destruction in the next, as we choke out this new creation that was started in us at our baptisms. However, when instead of hiding behind grace, we recognize that sin is in us, that not even those who are circumcised obey the law, then we're forced to look not to ourselves, but to the cross, to look to Jesus, the one who lived the perfect life for us, the one there on the cross, dying. United with Christ, by faith, we also see ourselves on that cross. We see us, that old human nature in us, dying to that sin which would control us. Luther, in his teaching on baptism, writes, "Baptizing with water indicates that the old Adam in us should, by daily contrition and repentance, be drowned and die with all sins and evil desires. United with Christ's death on the cross, we die. That old Adam is put to death. United with Christ's rising to life, we live. We are a new creation." Again, Luther on baptism. "And that a new man should daily emerge and arise to live before God in righteousness and purity forever. Neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything. What counts is a new creation. And that is what we are, a new creation. Christ alive in us, his love alive in us. And so we love, we bear one another's burdens, we help each other as we sow to the Spirit. And we shall reap a harvest of people touched with our love, with Christ's love, living forever with our Lord. Amen."
We thank Pastor Randolph Schnock for today's meditation on God's Word.